Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Well, hello. Welcome to Jules Says. I'm Jules, Julie, Jubes. The Toronto Maple Leafs hockey team is in the playoffs and the news this year, hoping against hope for a Stanley Cup win, or at least making it to the finals. In case you don't know, the Stanley Cup is the National Hockey League championship prize, the pinnacle. And the Leafs haven't won a Stanley Cup since 1967. They seem to choke under pressure. And believe it or not, back then, I was a bit of a hockey fan. I had hockey player stickers on my Barbie case. Frank Mihaljevic, Jean Béliveau. And if the Leafs didn't win, I wanted the Montreal Canadiens to win. But it never occurred to me that I could, or would even want, to play hockey myself. I accepted that that was the boys' domain. But one thing you can count on in life is change. And more women are playing, competing, loving, not just hockey, but all kinds of athletic pursuits, once restricted to the boys. And if I still had my Barbie case, I lost it somewhere along the way, I don't know where. My favorite hockey player stickers would include people like my nephews, Declan, Charlie, my pseudo-grandson, Evan, and my niece, Sammy. I think most of us have the potential to love something. We're born with that, and we only figure it out when we have the opportunity to try, which is why I bang on so much about funding opportunities for children. Sammy is not only my niece, she's my pen pal, she's an artist, an award-winning public speaker, she's an animal lover and neighborhood professional dog walker, and an athletic force. A hockey-loving, intrinsically motivated, resilient, kind, hard-working gal. I think you're going to love her. Hi, Sammy. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
You're welcome. Thanks for asking me.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you because I care a lot about the young people and what's going on and what you're thinking.
Yeah.
And I admire so many things about you, but I wanted to start with a little did you know, okay?
Okay.
I don't know if you know. I know you know a lot about a lot of sports and a lot of things in general, but do you know anything about runners?
No, not really.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a woman named Bobby Gibb?
I heard the name before.
Have you?
I don't.
Women were not allowed to run in the Boston Marathon back in the olden days when I was a little girl in the 60s.
Yeah.
Because in those days, people believed that women were not physiologically capable of running more than about a mile and a half.
Really?
Did you know that people genuinely believed that in the 60s?
That's kind of disturbing.
It is disturbing. I know to you it might seem like ancient history, but I was a little girl in the 60s. So, I mean, it's not ancient history. And do you know that Boston Marathon rule did not officially change until 1972?
Really?
And that was only a few years before your mom was born.
Oh my gosh.
So it's amazing how far things have come. But Bobby Gibb wanted to run in the marathon and she wasn't allowed. So she hid in the bushes. This was in 1966. And she waited for the race to begin. And when about half the runners had gone past, she jumped into the race. And she was wearing her brother's Bermuda shorts, boy's running shoes, and a bathing suit underneath and a sweatshirt. But you can imagine wearing a sweatshirt and everything. She started feeling overheated running a marathon. Mm-hmm. But she would not take off that hoodie because she thought that everyone in the race would stop her or that she'd be arrested or something. So she kept on the disguise. The runners around her, who of course were all men, they somehow figured out she wasn't a guy. But to her surprise, they weren't mad. They were supportive. They didn't get angry. Yeah, they didn't try to push her out of the race. And so she finally felt safe enough to take that hoodie off. And then the crowd figured it out. And then the crowd started cheering her on, men, women, children. And by the time she finished, female students were jumping up and down and cheering. And the governor of Massachusetts met her at the finish line, and she finished in the top third.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I never heard of that story.
And she didn't officially get credit for the race because she wasn't registered. She just jumped in. So that was kind of cheating.
But
the following year, 1967, a woman named Catherine Switzer registered to run. And she didn't put her full name in. She just put her initials. So she was the first woman to officially enter and run the Boston Marathon. However, even though she got an official bib, her number was 261, mid-stride in the competition at some point, an angry race director leaped in from the press truck and attempted to pull her physically from the race.
Oh my, I just can't believe that.
I know, 1967. Do you know how old I was in 1967? Oh. I was seven in 1967. That's not ancient history. But then her boyfriend bounced the official off the course and then she was allowed to finish.
That's great.
And the photo of the incident became one of Time Life's 100 photos that changed the world.
That's cool.
Isn't it amazing? Have you ever heard of Abigail Hoffman?
Is she a runner?
Hockey player.
Oh, I feel like I should know, but no.
Well, you shouldn't necessarily know. But in the 50s, that was even before I was born, when she was 9 years old, she wanted to play hockey, but there were no local leagues accepting girls. So she cut her hair and her parents registered her for a boys' team as Ab Hoffman. They should have called her Abe.
Yeah.
So in order to keep the ruse up, she used to get ready at home, but then her cover was blown when she had to show a birth certificate for a tournament.
Yeah. Well, like Haley Wickenizer, she's a hockey player, and she had to get dressed at home when she was playing with boys.
Yes.
Like, or get dressed in like a closet or storage room.
Did they know that she was a girl, or did she just have to get dressed at home because they didn't have a locker room for her?
They knew she was a girl, but all the moms, not really the dads, all the moms were crazy about how, oh, she took a spot for my son on that team, or kick her off the team.
I'm not surprised. Do you know, when I was in the late 70s, I was working for a bank. And some of the women there were saying, well, I would give up my job if a man needed my job because it's more important that he has the job. And I said to this lady, I know, this is recent history. And I said to this lady, are you kidding me? Do you think any men want our jobs? First of all, we don't get paid enough for a man to even want the job. That's part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But this Abigail Hoffman, she and her parents actually took the opposition to the boys only policy all the way to the Supreme Court of Canada.
Really?
Yep. Oh, and they lost. And even when I was young, I just didn't know of any girls who played hockey. Girls played field hockey at school, but that was as far as I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when I was young, the girls who were good at sports were considered tomboys.
Really?
Do people think that now?
No.
That's great. I'm so glad things have changed.
Yeah.
And I used to wish, I was never good at sports, but I used to kind of wish I was good at sports. But of course, you don't get good at anything by wishing for it. You have to do it.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy playing enough to go against the system. You know, mm-hmm. I thought of it as a boys thing too.
Well, that's what the whole world thought.
I know. And I just bought into it. And I'm just so glad it's changing. We weren't even allowed to wear trousers to school until I was in the second grade.
And really?
We had to wear dresses and skirts. And when I showed up at school one day wearing trousers, one of these boys, I thought he was really cute and I kind of liked him. His name was Jimmy. And he came up to me and he said,
Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy. And he came up to me and he went, "You look like an ape." Because I was wearing pants.
What?
Yeah.
An ape?
An ape. And I'll never forget it because I remember feeling so self-conscious because I had the nerve to wear pants to school for the first time and girls were all still wearing dresses and skirts. And then this boy goes, "You look like an ape." Anyway. And so, of course, if you're going to school in dresses, how are you supposed to even want to play sports? It's kind of hard. Even at recess, you don't even really want to run around and climb. Yeah. And can you imagine having to wear a dress to school every day?
No, I don't wear dresses to school. So if I had to wear that every day, and I play basketball and volleyball at recess. And I just wouldn't do that with a dress.
No, probably not. I hear you're starting basketball tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Got a big game.
Really?
Actually, it's not really a big game, but on the next day is a big game because it's
already?
The semifinals.
Is this for school or is it outside of school?
This is for school.
Oh, okay. You've been playing on the team at school for a while?
Yeah. I had to miss a couple games, though.
Well, yes. And you know, I didn't even say that you are my favorite hockey player. Not to take anything away from your brother, Charlie, but I feel as though you're contributing to making history because the world is changing so fast and you're a part of that.
Yeah.
You are.
Thank you.
Do you have a favorite athlete?
Yeah, I have a couple, mostly girls. Obviously, Haley Wickenheiser. And Sarah Nurse.
Who's that?
She played on Team Canada. Mm-hmm. And, well, she actually still plays on Team Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I know her is because all amazing hockey players around the world had like an all-star just shootout kind of fun thing. And Sarah Nurse got asked to be in that.
Mm-hmm.
And she scored on one of the NHL goalies.
On one of the male? Well, of course, NHL is all male. What am I saying?
Yeah.
Well, that's
good. That's the reason I know her.
Wow.
And, Austin Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
He plays on the Leafs. And Mitch Marner.
Oh, are you still a Leafs fan?
Oh, yeah. It's hard. It's hard being a Leafs fan, but I still am.
Well, that's good. I really admire your loyalty.
Thank you.
But this could be the first year in a long time.
Yeah. Well, they made it to the second round. Mm-hmm. So they broke that streak in 19 years. Crossing my fingers.
Do you know the last time the Leafs won a Stanley Cup?
I want to say a very long time ago.
1967.
Wow.
I used to have a picture. It was a black and white framed picture. It belonged to my dad of the winning Stanley Cup Leafs team. And in one of my moves, it was a huge picture too.
Yeah.
And in one of my moves, I just gave it to the charity shop. I probably should have kept it. I bet you now I realize how special that was.
Yeah.
I know you know about Billie Jean King.
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to tell you about her?
Yeah.
She's a tennis player, and she boycotted the U.S. Open because women tennis players weren't getting paid as much as male tennis players.
Mm-hmm.
So she boycotted that, and now they get paid as much as male tennis players, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, that is great. I didn't realize that she was that successful.
Yeah, and she also, this one, the greatest tennis player of all time, obviously he was a guy. I forget his name. I think his name was Jimmy. I don't know his last
name.
The
one she played?
Yeah.
So I think it was Bobby Riggs. Was it Bobby Riggs? Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know why I said Jimmy.
Bobby Riggs.
She played against him and won.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just like, wow. So he was pretty embarrassed.
He wasn't just bragging about how good he was at tennis. Have you seen any of his interviews from the back in the day?
No.
Oh, he was bragging about how men are better than women and women don't. You know, this is what burns me, you know?
Yeah.
But what else were you going to say? Sorry.
Oh, yeah. There were more people at that tennis game than there was at the Super Bowl.
And they don't even have a great halftime show.
No.
Have you seen the movie Battle of the Sexes?
No, I haven't.
Well, there's a
lot. Is it on Netflix?
I don't know. I saw it on a plane once. Now, of course, I know the story because I was a young teen when this happened, a young woman. And it was really huge in the news back in the day. But I have since seen the movie, which I really enjoyed. But I think there's a lot of adult content in it. So it could be that you might not be allowed to see it yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll ask my mom about it.
Well, there's some adult content in it. So, you know, how old are you now?
I'm turning 12 in a month.
Oh, wow. I can't believe it. Well, I knew you were 12, but I always lose track. I'm thinking, are you turning 12 or are you already 12? I lose track. You guys grow up so fast.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
How did you get started playing hockey?
Oh, okay. So my mom and my dad put me in can skate. So it's just like how to learn how to skate and stuff. I was 3 and I went off the ice to go get my mom. And I was like, where's the hockey sticks? So that's when she knew I wanted to play hockey. So I started hockey when I was 4, and I just love it.
Did you love it when you were 4?
Yeah, I loved everything about it.
Was skating easy to you? Do you ever remember not liking to skate?
I don't really remember, but a whole bunch of people tell me that I'm like a really smooth skater, so I don't know. I don't remember if it was like easy for me or yeah.
But as far back as you can remember, you loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, my grandson Richard does not like skating. And, you know, I feel like every Canadian needs to at least learn how to skate. Not everybody has to be a hockey player or be a great skater. But even for your social life and school trips, I think it's helpful to at least be able to move around on skates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I would teach people how to skate if I could. But.
Well, I'm just going to have to ship you out to Kelowna, BC to spend some time with old Richard and teach him how to skate.
Okay.
He'd have the best skating coach imaginable. Maybe you could do that part-time in the winter between your other jobs when your dad makes that rink in the yard.
I don't know if he's going to make the rink next year because this year I got to skate on it like 3 times.
Why is that?
The weather was so bad. It was raining or the snow was melting. It was terrible.
Yeah, we can't count on the weather really.
Mm-hmm.
But the year before that was good.
Oh yeah, it was really good. I woke up early before school to go skate on it, and I stayed up late before school to go skate on it. I loved it.
How fantastic is that? And it's hard work building a rink.
Oh, yeah.
And how did he go about zambonying the rink?
He had this, like, mop, and I honestly don't really know, but he made it. He didn't buy it. And, like, hot water came out of it, and he just, like, zambonied it.
So I guess your dad's an inventor, too.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So you had an accident on your rink.
Oh, okay. So last year in March, the ice was kind of melting, and my mom thought that it would be a funny idea for me and my friend to wear, like, Canadian hats and Canadian shirts and just go skating on the rink for fun and for her Facebook. I don't blame mom. I don't blame mom at all.
Is mom saying something back there?
Yeah. I don't blame her at all. And I never did.
You love skating anyway, so it's not like she had to twist your arm.
Yeah. But I was going off the rink because I thought, like, okay, someone's going to get hurt. And I tripped on, like, a leaf dent, a leaf that had sinked in. And I fell. But I don't think I broke my collarbone then. It was when I went into the garage to go take shots. And then it was just, like, crack. Like,
seriously?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But didn't it hurt when you fell?
Oh, yeah. It hurt a lot, but it did not feel like it hurt enough to break my collarbone.
You know what? Maybe you had, like, a hairline fracture, and then taking the shots was what put the straw on the camel's back.
That's what mom said.
How did you feel about that?
I felt terrible. When the doctor told me that I broke my collarbone, I was trying to save in my tears because I don't really like crying in public, but I couldn't help it. And it was right before playoffs. And my team had, like, I have never, ever made it to that far. Like, it was the final playoff, so.
Wow.
We came so close without me, and then we lost.
They lost because you weren't there.
Well,
did you go to the games?
Oh, yeah. I even went to the practices just to watch.
Was that a boys' team then?
Uh-huh. There was only one other girl on my team.
Sammy's mom, Heather, has something to say here. Heather, go ahead.
This is a disclaimer. I did not tell her to get on that ice so that I could take a picture for Facebook. I did take a picture and I thought it was very cute. And I put it on Facebook. And then 10 minutes later, she broke her collarbone. And I felt awful because I had posted it on Facebook.
We're not laughing about the broken collarbone. I'm laughing. Oh, well, okay. But regardless, she's fine now. The devastation was short-lived, and it is a testament to Sammy's resilience that she picked herself up, came back even stronger the next year, and made the AA girls team.
Yay. Yes. Well, and that was actually a year and a half ago, but yes.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So what's it like playing on a boys' team? Like, did you ever play for a girls' team before?
No. I tried out for a girls' team in U11, and I just wasn't ready to switch.
Mm-hmm.
Eastland and Eagles, I just couldn't think of switching the jerseys.
Okay, you know? So where you live, there must not be enough girls to form girls' teams. Is that the problem?
No. I think I was going to miss the competitiveness.
Oh, okay. So there are girls' teams, but they're not as competitive?
Yeah. Well, actually, when I tried out, it wasn't that competitive. But now that I tried out for a girls' team, did you know that?
So now tried out?
Yeah. Well, now I tried out for Blue Water Hawks, which is in Strathroy, so like 30 minutes away. And I love it. It's really competitive, actually, and I didn't think it would be that competitive.
Really? Tell me about the tryout process for that.
I had my first tryout, and I didn't think I did that well.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, I was pretty nervous.
Do you get nervous before the tryout?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you lose it once you hit the ice? Like, I just want to know how it feels, because I've never done anything like that.
When I hit the ice, it's pretty much like everything goes away. Like, you're just thinking about hockey.
So the brain just switches.
Yeah. It's just hockey now.
Okay. So you had the first tryout and you were a bit nervous. And then what happened?
Then the next day, my mom got a call and the coach was just pretty much like, I would like her to be on the team. But he said, I love the way she plays and I know she's a dedicated player, stuff like that. So then my mom just didn't tell me.
Well, this was after the first tryout?
Yeah.
Wow.
My mom just didn't tell me. And then we had a few more tryouts and I made the second cut. And then there was a game and I did pretty well at the game. And then I made the team.
Congratulations. I'm so excited for you. How did you feel when you made the team?
I started crying.
Tears of joy and relief. Have you had to play with them already, or is this something that starts next year?
This starts next year. Yeah. But we are doing practice like all through the summer.
Oh, cool.
Because where we are, they have two pads, two rinks, and they don't take the ice out for one of the rinks. So we're going to rent it. That's fantastic.
Because you would lose your skills a bit if you went the whole summer without any of it.
Yeah. I do camp before.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
And was it a hockey camp or like a power skating camp?
Hockey camp. Yeah. It's usually all boys, though, I really want to get back.
Well, what was it like playing on a boys' team? Were the guys all good about it?
Last year, I played like in U11. I played one game with the team all year, and I had to play defense, and I'm a forward.
Oh.
So I didn't do that well. So I just really wasn't that close with them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't know. I practiced a lot with them. But then, like, I couldn't even lift the puck. I was fast, but I was still working on my shot.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I got AP'd to the AE team.
What does that mean to someone who doesn't know? What does that mean?
Oh, yeah, sorry. So there's
don't apologize.
There's rep at the highest level, and then AE is like the middle level. And then what I was playing was the bottom level, but we were still pretty good. We improved a lot. But I was AP'd to the middle level, and I played almost all their games. So even though I was the only girl, I was still really like close with them.
Oh, that's good.
And they treated me as an equal.
I'm so happy to hear that. See, the world is getting better, Sammy. The world is getting better. And you're a part of it. I love to hear about that.
Thanks.
Okay. You're on a boys' team. They were all great. They were all treating you with respect. You were keeping up with them, but you were stuck playing defense.
Oh, yeah, but that was last year.
That was last year. Defense. But this year, you got to play forward.
Yeah.
So this year, you were able to play forward. Unlike Haley Wickenizer, you weren't stuck changing in a closet, I hope.
I was, but not because they hated me. Because when you get to U13, you have to change in a different room than the boys. So I did, but I was the only girl, so it didn't matter like if it was really small. It was fine to me.
Did you miss some of the camaraderie of the locker room, though?
I did, but we also had warm-up before we got dressed. So we all tried to get each other pumped up for the game.
That's good.
And stuff. And one of the kids on my team brought smelling salt.
Smelling salt? What's that for?
Like, it's like really strong salt. And you smell it and it gets you like up.
Really? Oh, because the only context I've ever heard of smelling salts was for back in the olden days when ladies used to faint because their corsets were too tight. And they would be revived with smelling salts.
Oh,
I had no idea that people used it for an athletic.
Yeah.
Well, you learn something every day.
Yeah. I wasn't there for that game, though. I had to miss it, but okay. I wish I was.
But your team did really well this year.
Yeah, my real team, like my local league team.
That's fantastic. Do you go to school with some of these guys?
Yeah, I mostly go to school with the annoying people and mean people. Well, there's this one guy. He's just him. I don't know.
I want to hear about the one guy.
He's just always bringing me down. And I don't really care because he said before that I'm a good hockey player to my mom. I don't know why, but he said before, like, I'm fast, I actually have a good shot. And then to me, he's always, like, bringing me down.
Well, I don't understand that. Oh, well, we can't try to understand other people.
Yeah, but that just makes me try harder, though.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad it doesn't have the opposite effect. You're a very strong young woman, Sammy. I admire you.
Thank you. You're very strong,
too. So much. Thank you. I'm just wondering, and it's okay if you can't think of anything, do you have any extra special hockey play and highlights you'd like to share?
When we won the championship for local league this year, we scored. I didn't score. One of my teammates scored with 16 seconds left of the game to tie it up. So it went into overtime, and with like 3 minutes in, someone assisted it to me, and I got a goal.
Wow.
So it was really exciting because that's never happened before. I felt amazing.
Oh, wow. And your teammates must have been thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You'll never forget that. You'll never forget that. Do you have that on video?
Yeah. Do you?
Okay. Share the video. I will put it. I'll put a link to it if that's okay.
Okay.
Can we see other players' faces? Because I don't have permission to share other players' faces.
No, you can't really see their faces.
Okay.
But also, you can't really see the goal that well.
Oh, okay.
But you kind of can.
But you can see the excitement of the team.
Yeah. And I haven't watched the video in a while, so.
Okay. Did they lift you up and carry you and go, Sammy, Sammy, Sammy?
No.
No. Well, I think you deserved that.
Thank you.
And I wish I had been there. We live a little bit away, so I don't get to see you in that many games.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I had done some of the things you did when I was young, but I'm so glad to see that you're doing it and things are getting better and better and better. Any advice for anyone who wants to get better at hockey or skating or sports or anything else?
I saw this video, and if you practice 18 minutes a day, every day, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's hockey, piano, lacrosse. If you practice that 18 minutes a day, you'll be better than 95% of the people your age and your gender.
Wow. I think that's great advice.
Thanks.
And it gives people hope. I also want to take this opportunity to congratulate you on your public speaking success. I'm so proud of you. You don't have to do this, but you do it anyway, even though you're so ridiculously busy.
Thank you.
Do you like writing speeches?
I don't really like writing them or practicing them, but I have to. I have to every day just so I can remember it. But I really like saying it. And especially when I'm talking about stuff I really mean about, like today I was talking about female athletes, or not today, this year.
Yes.
And it just inspires me, so I really have to like get into it.
Oh, Sammy. Well, I think you're an inspiration.
Thank you. I think you're an inspiration.
Thank you so much. Okay, I will let you go. I know you're a busy, busy, busy young woman. I will talk to you very, very soon. I love you, Sammy. Take care.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. So often you hear people complain and criticize young people, but there are a lot of fabulous young people out there.
and I'm lucky enough to have some of them in my life. I hope you are too. Have a wonderful week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.